everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Glad to have you aboard. We got a great program for you. Part two of The Keys to the Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of confusion, and you can hear it about every time you turn on the radio. Confusion of Babylon. Just babble, 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 babble. Theories and conceptions out of the carnal mind that will never lift you out of the miry clay until you get into the truth. Now, the truth is what makes you free. It's not some kind of a babble, jabble, or a rebel, rabble. It's direct truth that will function in your heart and free you from all this slavery of man's ways. Now, the keys to the kingdom, we're talking about the master keys. Let me tell you something. When people talk about receiving the Holy Ghost, ladies and gentlemen, if you can get the Holy Ghost in a false way, why would you want to get in the true way? Because I assure you, and I'm going to make this very plain to you, if you can get the Holy Ghost and get sealed with it in a false way, why would you want to come over to the little narrow way, the little hard way, where everybody hates you, and you say, well, Pastor Buddy, you get the Holy Ghost and everybody will love you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when I got the Holy Ghost, I got something that caused the world to hate me, and I'm talking about the majority of them, religious people that call themselves religious. That's the ones that will drive you into the mire and backbite you, backstab you, and talk about you behind your back. But they ain't men enough to come to your face and ever confront you. But you see, that's what the Messiah endured when he was here. It was the religious world that crucified him, the so-called. Now, the Bible says that you would be spoken evil of by so-called. Now, what is the kingdom key to salvation? Well, if you get the Holy Ghost, that's salvation. Pure and simple. Now, if you can get it in any other name other than the one that the Bible says has got it. Now, Acts 4:11 and 12 is very plain. There's salvation in no other name. Now, you got to decide on the name. You say, well, I got the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name and glory to God, and I was saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Why didn't you stay in it? If you were saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, what on the earth possessed you to get out of that and get over in a name that you're hated for and despised for? Ladies and gentlemen, just don't make any sense. If you can get salvation and sealed in the false name, why get into the name that's hated and despised? I just don't understand these preachers' logic when they tell you, oh, the Holy Ghost was given on Azusa Street. Really? That was the Holy Ghost? Ladies and gentlemen, I've read the history of Azusa Street. You say, well, they did this and they did that, and I know it was the Holy Ghost because they were speaking in some kind of unintelligible language. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't get hated for speaking in an unknown tongue. You get hated for speaking the truth that people can understand. That's where the rubber meets the road, is the ability to speak the definite truth over the opposition and the tradition and the deceitfulness of Satan. Satan will have you wallering and sticking your head in a box, and he'll have you a mumbling and a jumbling and running up and down the aisles and bodily exercise that profits a little, but he'll have you doing it if you listen to him. He'll tell you this is the way. And all this confusion that you're hearing on the radio by these false prophets that are speaking out of their own mouth and the imagination of their own mouth when they tell you that that's the Holy Ghost back 300 years ago, or 500 years ago, or 600 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Ghost has never changed. Man has changed. These names have come and gone. But Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you can get the Holy Ghost in the Baptist Church, or if you can get a Holy Ghost in the Pentecostal Jesus Name Church, well then you do well to stay in there, because the Holy Ghost is the salvation of Yahweh. And if it's the salvation of Yahweh, and it only comes in the name of Yahweh, you ain't got it other than what the Bible says that you have to do to get it. Now, what's the master key here, buddy? Well, the master key is, according to, now, listen as I read you here in the book of Philippians, and I'm going to start at chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in the Messiah. What mind? Well, he had a mind of truth. He didn't compromise. He didn't say that them people down there in the temple had salvation. They didn't have none. But boy, they were religious. You can give them A for being religious. They wore long robes. They dressed up like they were somebody special. You know, these people that want to be different in their dress. And yet, they ain't got their heart right. I don't care how much dress you put on to be different from the world, if your heart is not absolutely pure with the spoken word of truth. It's the spoken word of truth that'll separate you from the world, not some kind of a clothes item. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Messiah came, he dressed like they dressed 2,000 years ago. Now, if he'd have delayed his coming and come in 1999 or 2000 or 2009 for that matter, do you think he would have dressed like this generation? I think so. And you know why? Because dressing, what you put on or what you put in your body, as I've said, and we've got these flesh people that condemn the flesh, the works of the flesh, and yet their heart themselves is not right. And when they speak, they've got salt water coming out and sweet water coming out, and that just don't mix. The truth will not mix with anything, just like the mustard seed of faith, who being the Messiah now, listen to me well, verse 6, Philippians 2, who being in the form of God. Well, how many gods are they? Well, to hear these people speak, you know, there's three of them, two of them, or maybe a dozen of them, or whatever. Well, we know better than that. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, the equalization wasn't him becoming equal with God. It was you becoming equal with him. He wants you to sit with him in heavenly places. And you couldn't do that unless you was equal with him. You see, it was impossible for you to become God, but it was possible for God to become a man. Who been in the form of God, in a flesh body as a man, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So we're going to give you some transition keys, master keys, to get into the kingdom. But if you've got the Holy Ghost, there ain't no use of me preaching to you another name. If you're sealed and you've spoken tongues, and that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost, well, you might as well just cut me off and just relax. Because this gospel that I'm going to preach is going to come across. It's going to cut right across your Holy Ghost that you claim to have. It's going to separate you like the men and boy game. You see, when boys are speaking and men walk up, boys will be quiet. As the old saying goes, when the big dog gets on the porch, all the little dogs run under. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the gospel that'll stop every mouth. It ain't some tradition and these false prophets that's speaking it out of their mouth. You gotta listen, but made himself of no reputation. See, he didn't want to be a Pharisee. He didn't want to be some scholar that studied history and some quote almost 1800 or 1900 years ago. Some secular scholar or some religious scholar that goes against the word of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Ghost was given on the day of Pentecost. And what came out of the apostles' mouth thereafter is what got them in trouble. And they spoke one name and one name only, and by one name is this name contained in salvation. And there's no other name under heaven except Yahweh. You can take that to the bank. Because if you're going to base your salvation on some false name and say you've got the Holy Ghost, and then you hear a preacher tell you to get over in the name of God, why? Pray tell me why that you want to get out of the sweet Holy Ghost, out of the seal. The Bible said you're sealed with the Holy Ghost. And you're not its keeper, it keeps you. You can't deny it, and even if you do, it can't deny itself. So if you got the Holy Ghost, and then you try to deny and to move up to something else, or into another name, you're wasting your time. Why do that? Why listen to a preacher like that that's wishy-washy? That's going to tell you that the people back in ages past got the Holy Ghost, but they wasn't in the name of Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if that's true, then why in the world are we preaching this name that we're headed for? And I'm fixing to give you some scriptures going to prove that you are. And I'm going to tell you exactly what you got to do to get rid of your sins, according to the Bible. Now, it's kingdom keys. If you want the truth, you hang around for the next hour. You're going to get some. Because I'm going to read what I'm talking about. I'm not going to give you speculation. I'm not going to give you secular history. I'm not going to act like I've studied ancient art of history, be it religious or secular. I'm going to tell you that the raw naked truth that what got the Messiah hung on a torture stake is the same thing that hangs me there and will hang you there. And I'm not promising you a bed of roses. I'm promising you a name that you'll be hated in and despised. And if you've got the Holy Ghost, you don't need to get in this. You stay right where you're at. If you can get the name if you can get another name and get the Holy Ghost. Now, if you can do that, you keep it. And don't you get out of it. Because you're sealed, the Bible said you're sealed to the day of redemption. The Holy Ghost is an infilling. And you always know no Indian giver to give you the Holy Ghost and then take it back. He won't do that. Now notice this. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. There you go. God, being in the form of God, he was made in the likeness of man. See, God became a man. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Oh. And became obedient unto death. Why? Why did they kill him? Because he said that salvation was only in the name that he proposed. And yet we've got the church age that has changed the name and run out here and say they've got the Holy Ghost. Honey, if you get the Holy Ghost, and I've been in a Pentecostal movement for 30 years, I know every demonic spirit that is involved in witchcraft and sorcery and signs and wonders that Satan is able to produce in that movement. It is a satanic movement in a false name given to false people to deceive the very elect. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, the man that was in a form of God, and given him a name. Oh, right here is the key. I'm teaching you kingdom principles of the keys. You know who had the keys? We're going to get into it just in a minute and show you. What's a key for? It's to unlock a lock. Well, if you got the wrong key or the wrong name in this instance, you ain't going to get in the lock that lock was made for. Yahweh made the key in His name. And then He put a lock on salvation. And the only way that you can get salvation is open the lock and receive it. And that's exactly why we're preaching tonight what we're preaching. Oh, it crosses, it cuts, it hurts. But it's the truth. Yahweh hath exalted him. Who? That man. And given him a name which is above every name. Now, compare that with Acts 4:11 and 12. There is none other name given under heaven whereby that we can be saved. Well, if I can get saved in Jesus' name, what would I want the name of Yahweh? If I can get saved in the name of Yahweh, why should I go back and justify those in Jesus' name? If salvation comes in Jesus' name, stay with it. But if falsehood comes in that name, you better get out of it. If something evil comes out of that, you better get out. Oh, you say, well, boy, I've been in Jesus' name a long time, and everything's good. Go to these churches today that's preaching this name. Listen to these lying prophets. They're preaching for gain. They're preaching for money. They're not preaching you the truth. They don't even preach the original name. 6,823 times in the Hebrew Scriptures, His name was Yahweh. Now, why would you want another? If the Bible ain't good enough, you're going to hell. If His Word ain't what it says it is, you're going to hell because there's no power able to deliver you if the Word is not exactly as solid as pure gold. And ladies and gentlemen, you can bank on the Word. It's the Word that cast out the devils. I can go in here, I can go to any Pentecostal church, and in 5 minutes, I can have them sweet-loving, tongue-talking people threatening to kill me with knives, and I've been there, and pull guns on me, I've been there, and talked evil of, I've been there. I've received the brunt of, you take this name here and go back into the Pentecostal churches claiming they got the Holy Ghost, and you'll see how much Holy Ghost they've got. It will exhibit itself, the true spirit that they're born in. Hey, listen, folks. The Holy Ghost does not fight the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost cast out the Holy Ghost, then the kingdom of the Holy Ghost is divided against itself and it ain't going to stand. If Satan cast out Satan, his kingdom is divided and it can't stand. That's what the Messiah said. But you have to apply the same logic in the other way. If the Holy Ghost in the Pentecostal tongue-talking church is the Holy Ghost, and you come in there in a different name, the name that you can prove in the Bible with the Word, and preach the Word to them, and then they cast you out, there's something wrong. Either with their spirit or yours. Now, you decide which one it is. And some of these preachers need to make their mind up. You either get the Holy Ghost in a false name, or you get it in a true name. Now, you decide which one. Well, first of all, you got to decide which one's which, because you've got multiple choices here, and we're gonna give you some of that tonight. That at the name of Yahweh, here in the King James, it says Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus is questionable. It ain't even 500 years old. You hear these preachers? Sacred name preachers preach that, but they say that the Holy Ghost was given in Jesus' name. Well, if it is, why change? Pray tell me why you would want to get in this name. Man, I used to have it made in Jesus' name. I had friends. I had churches. I could go anywhere and preach in a Pentecostal movement. Did for 30 years. Held revivals that lasted 19 weeks. Seen people fall out under some kind of anointing, which now I determined to be false. Because, you see, the one that works miracles at those altars is not the Holy Ghost of truth. Because when you preach the name and the truth to them, they'll throw you out. And therefore, one of the kingdoms is divided against itself and won't stand. Well, which one's going to stand? That's where you need to get into the kingdom principles and get the master key. Now, let's go over to chapter 3. Verse 2. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Now, did you know that these evil workers will transform themselves into ministers of the truth? Did you know that they'll put on a nice suit and you know, they'll travel, they'll get in their automobiles, and they run up and down the road and make proselytes or make converts and make them 2-4 more of the child of hell? Beware of these dogs. Boy, I can hear it when a dog barks, and I know it's not a good tree hunting dog. You see, I used to hunt with dogs. I got a good friend that lives in Michigan. He is a expert on dogs. He can tell you the bark of the dog from miles away, whether that dog is on a cold trail or whether it's on a hot trail. Any good hunter will know. And I guarantee you, when you've got the Holy Ghost, you know when there's a dog barking and ain't on the right trail. Now, if you'll spell dog backwards, you've got what I'm talking about. These false gods and false Christ. Beware of them. Beware of the evil workers. And beware of the concision. That's those that circumcise your flesh. You know, I done preached enough about the flesh, the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh profit nothing. They don't profit nothing. It's the voice of the truth that proceeds out of your mouth that you get judged by. And like I said, a fountain can't send forth sweet water or salt water. And I guarantee you, when you taste the salt water, you'll know it's not fresh. You'll know it's not fresh water. You can't live by salt water. You drink salt water and you're going to die. You get out in the ocean and there's enough water there to baptize everybody on the planet. But if you drink it, you'll die. It's not the right type of water. And every time these dogs bark, it's not the bark of the Holy Ghost. I don't care how much bodily motion and spinning and twirling and majestics and these enamored people that captivate your attention and put on a show in the flesh for will worship, and then they mystify you by speaking in some kind of a strange language and say, that's the Holy Ghost. Now, you better watch it. Don't speak against that. Now, glory to God. Hallelujah. Shunda. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to the bare facts. Now, I've been there 30 years of that. And if I had the Holy Ghost, why did I get baptized in the name of Yahweh? Well, that's the question here tonight. Well, let me see why I got baptized in the name of Yahweh. Let's go over here to John. And we're going to start in, we're talking about kingdom keys here. John chapter 3. And I'm going to start at verse 3. And the Messiah, Yahweh, said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born from above. Now, notice that word right there. It is 509 in your Strong's. Look it up. That word has been put into the English Bible as again. And that's deceptive. And as I said, you got to be born from above. And if you'll read the Greek version, that's exactly what the Greek version says. Born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God unless you're born from above. Not again, like these false churches teach, and some of these, even these sacred name people, misquoted. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't be born again. Once you're eternally born, you have no more death. You can't die. A spirit can't die. So your spirit was with him, and it has to be born from above. In other words, you have to be in the royal family, the elite, and you have to have the master key to see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus. Now, here's one of them boys that was going to church down there that the Messiah had to teach. Nicodemus said unto him, the same one that slipped over by night to talk to him. They didn't want to be seen in the daytime with him because he was a questionable guy. He hung around in the bars up there with some questionable people, and he's called a wine bibber, according to Luke chapter 7, that he was known as a wine bibber and a friend of publicans and sinners. Well, who else does need the Holy Ghost? Because the Bible said the righteous don't need it. It's the sinners and the ungodly that need this Holy Ghost. But, you know, the people have been deceived and led astray by these sly crafting, say, well, there's a great move of God back there on Azusa Street, Pastor Buddy, and the people were having a shun-die time. Oh, really? I can't find one word of truth, and I've studied the whole history of it. Not one word of truth that came out of their bodies, their minds. If that was the Holy Ghost speaking, the Holy Ghost only speaks truth. And there wasn't none come out of that meeting, and there ain't none come out since in these meetings that they have. And people have a form of godliness, but they deny the power, and the power is the raw, naked truth of His Word. And there ain't but one name that's got salvation, friends. And if you can get salvation out of this name, you better stay with it. Here's what he said. Can I enter the second time, see? He knew that they had to be a first time birth, but he thought that the Messiah was talking about, well, now wait a minute, you gotta be born, do I have to go back in my mother's womb? Well, you know better than that. Anybody knows better than that. What did the Messiah say unto him? And the Messiah, Yahweh, answered, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water. Right there it is. Born of water. Born of water. You say, well, now, you see, I've had these slick willies. I say, well, you were in a womb, and it was covered with water, and you were surrounded with water, and that's what he meant by that. That ain't what he meant. Why in the world did he get in the Jordan River? Why did he do that? Why did John come preaching water baptism for the remission of sin if water baptism is not for the remission, if it's for something else? If it's just to show the world that you put on Christ, if that's what they say, and that's what they say, oh, it's just to show that a good conscience toward God. Oh, really? That ain't what he says here. You've got to be born of water. How do you get born of water? He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You want the kingdom keys, ladies and gentlemen? Let's just fess up. All right? Let's go over to... Or back to, in this case, let's go back to Matthew 28:19. This is the mode key. And everybody is wondering about the mode key of the kingdom keys. Well, here it is. Matthew chapter 28. Notice what we've got here in verse 16. And then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee. Now, this is after his resurrection. Into a mountain where the Messiah, Yahweh, had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Remember now, they don't have the Holy Ghost here. Some worshipped him because he'd risen, but some doubted. And the Messiah said unto them, all power, not two-thirds and a half, I'm going to get all the powers in Yahweh's name, except one half of it or one third of it, and I'm going to give that power over to the other name, and you can go ahead and get the Holy Ghost in that name, and then when you get a little bit more in line, you can switch over to this name. That ain't the way it works. If the other names are true, then why get in the false name? If the false name is false, then you need to get in the true name. And this, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, and go you therefore. Now here's the key. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach them. Give them some truth. You can't give them truth in an unknown tongue, because their understanding is unfruitful. And ladies and gentlemen, I have all of the 9 spiritual gifts has all been exhibited at some point in my life. I'm 55 years into the ministry. And at one time or another, the 9 spiritual gifts has manifested through my life. And so then, I know all about the gifts. I know the signs, and I know the callings, and I know the spirit, too. I'm a discerner. I have the spirit of discerning. And I can tell you whether a man's true in his heart or whether he's just fooling himself. So, if you don't have that, you can be swayed and deceived, and you can follow after these rabbit trails that these preachers are preaching on. I never heard such confusion and babble-rousing in all of my life. Talk about Babylon. When the scriptures had come out of her, it said, come out of these false names. Well, if you got the Holy Ghost in a false name, why would you want to come out? If I had it, I would say, no way. I'm staying where I'm staying. Go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, to get born from above, you got to get baptized in the name. Okay, now hold on here. The name of who? Well, the name of the Father. Well, what's the Father's name? Well, let's see here now. Let me see. Heeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a name by its toe. Drag it in and let it go. No, you don't do that. You get the true name or you get a false name. That's your choice. You get the true name if you figure out this mode or formula here of Matthew. This is one of the greatest revelation verses in the Bible, Matthew 28:19. Be baptized in the name of the Father. What's the Father's name? You figure that out. It's a mystery. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4 said, what's the Father's name? And what's the Son's name, if you can tell? Well, Let's see. Be baptized in the name of the Father, and baptized in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them, listen to it, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. I have commanded you to baptize for birth. Baptize in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son. Now, what's the Father's name? Any, many, miny, mo. What's the Son's name? Any, many, miny, mo. You'll hear all of this babble. These people trying to preach you to get saved. You can get saved in this name. If you can, get it. If they can guarantee you that you're saved. Did you know that a lot of people's going to be on up before him? And he said himself. He said, they're going to come before me, and they're going to say, well, Lord, haven't we done any wonderful works in you? Yeah, that's the people that thought that they was in the name and wasn't. They wasn't in the name simply because they didn't know the name. Let's go to John chapter 14, verse 7. Let me read you verse 6. It'll just key into the point that I'm making here. And the Messiah, Yahweh said unto him. Now, if it said Jesus here, I should use Jesus. If it said Jesus here, I should use Jesus. But I have said that the name of Jesus is not even in the original 1611. It's not in there. J-E-S-U-S. Check it out. The original. Now, this I'm reading out of Revised, and they got it in there in the Revised version, but it wasn't in the original. Now, if it wasn't in the original Jesus, then where'd Jesus come from? Well, it's a manufactured name. And if it's true, and you get the Holy Ghost in it, you better stay with it. You just stay right where you're at and just wait on the sweet Holy Ghost to take you home to the Father, because that's the only way you're going to go, is with the Holy Ghost. Now, if you got it, stay with it. Listen to this. Verse 6. The Messiah, Yahweh, said unto him, I am the way. I am not the ways. I am the way, singular. You know, a lot of these people preach a singular name, but they won't preach you a singular way to get it. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you had have known me, the Son, if you had have known the Son, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Oh, don't that explain the mode and the mystery of the key to the kingdom in Matthew 28:19? Are you understanding this? Philip said unto him, show us, Yahweh, show us the Father. That is, be sufficient for us. I want some sufficient proof. I want the name that's got the proof. If I've got the Holy Ghost in a false name, then I'm going to check out that Holy Ghost, because it may not be too holy. It may be full of holes, and it may not hold the water. The Messiah said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen, listen to this now, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Well, be baptized in the name of the Father. What's the Father's name? Proverbs 30:4. What's the Son's name? Well, if it ain't the same name, then we got a major problem here. If you got to be baptized once in Jehovah's name, let's say, because 99% of the professing Christians today, they think his name is Jehovah. Even the Trinitarians in Baptists, they'll use Jehovah occasionally because they read it in the King James Bible. But that's a misnomer. It's not even in the original. And all of your King James Bibles are apologetic. They come out with a new open Bible and told you that they made a mistake when they put it in there, and it should have never been in there to start with. Well, now that people have got the tradition to say, I've got the Holy Ghost in Jehovah's name, glory to God, in Jesus' name. Well, that's the names, and you got the Holy Ghost. Stay with it. But your Holy Ghost is going to be tested with the true name. And if that happens to not be the true name, I don't care how much Holy Ghost you say. I don't care how many actions you do. I don't care how many church benches you can jump. And I used to jump with the best of them. Your jumping's going to quit, because if you ain't in the true name, you're in a false name. It's that simple. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, the Father that dwelleth in me. Now the Father dwells in the Son, reconciling the world unto himself. Now, let me show you something. Here it is. Father, he said, if you ask anything, verse 14 now, follow me quickly, I gotta hurry. Follow me. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Anything in his name. If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, what's his commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before him. Well, if you call on a false name, you've got another God, but you say you got the Holy Ghost, well, stick with it. Because that God's gonna be tested. Verse 16. And I pray the Father, that he will give you the Comforter, that he might abide with you for a little while. Can you find out you're wrong? Uh-uh. If you got the Holy Ghost, it's going to abide with you forever. That's what the Bible says. And not even you can cast it out. You can't deny it, because it can't deny itself. It's the Holy Ghost. Greater is he that is in you. Oh, you may go off and sin 1,000 times, but the Holy Ghost don't sin. You may drag it to where it don't want to go, but it don't sin. It's always the same, never fails. redemptive name. Now, if that's the case, you might have a problem. Even the Spirit of Truth, here it is, verse 17, John chapter 14. What a powerful chapter that I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom in. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. Trinitarians can't see him. The Trinity, as my good friend Brother Arnold said, they can't see him. If you're a Trinitarian or a Trinitarian, or even if you're oneness in a false name, like I was for 30 years, I was oneness in a false name. That don't make you right because you're oneness. Because if you believe in one God, you believe well. You know something? You've just done what the devil believes. The devil believes there's one God and he trembles. So if you believe in one God, that don't mean that you're saved. Because you gotta get the name of that one God and get it right and get the salvation it comes with, and we're gonna show you how to get the salvation. Now, let's move over to the Bible in Acts chapter, well, let me go to John. I want to read this scripture for you so I can confirm my words here. In John 15, I'm going to read verse 21. Stay with me now. Listen to me. But all these things that they will do, he said, if they have persecuted me, they'll persecute you. Well, you know what they done to him? They nailed him to a torture stake for preaching and calling on the name of Yahweh. That's the only name that the Son knew. Because the Son said, I come in my Father's name. Now, if the Father's name was 6,823 times in the Old Testament, Yahweh, you come over here in Jesus' name, and you claim you got the Holy Ghost, well, stay with it. Don't run off and leave it. But remember, it's going to have the litmus test in the day of judgment when you will have to bow your knee to the only name. And if you've got the wrong one, your knee may never straighten up. You may fall on your face and plead, but it ain't going to do you no good, because many will say to that day, have we done many wonderful, and depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Yeah, but I spoke in tongues, and I run the aisles, and I shunned that. I was at the Zeus meeting. I know I've got the Holy Ghost.
Really? Ladies and gentlemen, you better examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Because many deceivers and compromisers, you just hear these compromisers. One time it's salt water, and the next time it's sweet water. And they can't make up their own mind whether they're saved or lost. And what sect had a movement. If they had a Holy Ghost movement, why in the world did they want to get out of it? If Martin Luther was right and faith only saves you, well then I want to stay in the Lutheran Church. Bless God. If John Calvin was in the right church and he had the Holy Ghost, I want to stay in the Methodist Church. But what methods do they use? They use the same methods of tradition that they've used for years, and sure, the truth comes in here. And the name that they didn't preach comes in, and it causes division. And then they'll say, well, you're just a troublemaker, and you just came to bring trouble. That's right. I am a troublemaker. I am a bona fide, genuine, Holy Ghost-filled troublemaker. Everywhere I go, I produce an opposition to the truth. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. Verse 21, John 15. Because they know not him that sent me. Herein is my Father glorified, and you will be glorified in me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going quickly now over to the book of Acts, and we're going to give you a direct statement of truth. If the Bible's right. Now, if the Bible ain't right, you just potluck and go on, take what you feel. I told you that most people go on feelings, and feelings is one of the most deceitful things that the devil uses to deceive people. Feelings. Don't base your salvation on feeling. raised up in a big church, and I was looked up to as a pastor or a teacher or a prophet. Some of these churches make me sick. They call themselves prophets or apostles. Apostle Elder this, First Trinitarian, 4th Street, Chicago, Illinois. I used to listen to a oneness church out of Chicago, and that's all I heard. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to assure you that the truth of the baptism of the Holy Ghost will come only through truth. It will not come in a false way to mislead you. You know, the best way to cut to the chase is cut it right down the middle. Open it up where everybody can see what you've got and what you know and what you're filled with, because you will be tested and tried, and it's a guaranteed truth. You shall, according to 15:21 of John, be hated for his name's sake. Matthew 10:22 confirms that in the mouth of two or three witnesses. You shall be hated for my name's sake. Here it is. We're going to chapter 2, and for the sake of time, because we're talking about the kingdom keys, and I'll finish it up Friday night, Yahweh willing, we're going to go to verse 36 of chapter 2. Notice, therefore let all the house of Israel, not all of the world, this message is to the house of Israel. Not to the Gentiles, go not to the Gentiles, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, and the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew. A confirmation of two scriptures again. Go. Didn't he say to, in Matthew 28:19, didn't he say to go into all the world and preach the gospel? And go into the world, but go into the world and find Israel. Go find the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what he said. But when they heard this, verse 37, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter. Now remember, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, the Bible says, 16:16 said, Peter received the keys. Now, that's why I'm preaching on the keys to the kingdom. Not key, keys. There is keys. There's different locks on different doors of your understanding. They've got to be used with the right key and the right name to get in. It's like a combination thing. This is a combination revelation. You got to get it, and you got to obey it. Those that keep his commandments. All right? Let me show you something. Now they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh, for the remission of sin. Now here it says Jesus, but again, I'll debate anybody on the name of Jesus that wants to debate it. With the original 1611, and I will give anybody $5,000 to read J-E-S-U-S in the original 1611 Bible. It's just not in there. It's I-E-S-U-S. The I is a definite substitute for the Hebrew Y. Now we're on to something. To spell Yahweh in Hebrew, it's I-E-U-E. You see how they got the Zeus in there? They needed Zeus. Constantine, in 325 AD, he wanted to bring his god Zeus into this, and he just put Jesus. And now it's now Jesus. We've modified it again, and it's a bastardization of the language. Ladies and gentlemen, and you got to study to get the keys to the kingdom. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh. What for? What? Now here you are. You've got the Holy Ghost, you say, and you hear the name of Yahweh preached, and you repent and get baptized. What are you getting baptized for? Pray tell me now. Now let me hear you real well, according to the Bible. What is the mode and what is the entry process of the keys to the kingdom? Why are you getting baptized? If you got the Holy Ghost, why are you getting baptized? You're getting baptized for remission of sins. Well, how can you get the Holy Ghost with your sins? In your sins. If you get the Holy Ghost in your sins, can sin and the Holy Ghost live together? I don't think so. One don't agree with the other, that's for sure. And to get sealed, the Holy Ghost has to be sealed. So they said, repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, if it started on the day of Pentecost, if we got a great Pentecostal movement, and they all spoke in tongues in Jesus' name, and that's the way you get the Holy Ghost, why move? Why change over? Stay with what you got, my friend. But if you're afraid of the litmus test, which is the Word, when you hear a preacher like myself that's not going to cut you any cake and let you eat it, because all you want is the sweet stuff, let me tell you something. This will bring blood. This will bring your heart to repentance. This will make you repent and get rebaptized in the name of Yahweh. You say, well, now, glory to God, you don't have to be baptized anyway, Pastor Buddy, glory to God. Well, let me see here. Now, I'm just going to quote these off the top of my head because I know them like the back of my hand, because I preached them for 55 years. And so I should know a little bit about what I'm talking about here when it comes to the kingdom principle of keys. Let's go over to the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. And here's Philip having a great revival. And Simon the sorcerer, he believes, and he gets baptized. But he's still a sorcerer. We've got a lot of people baptized in Yahweh's name, but they're still sorcerers. They cleaned up. They want to hang on to this tradition, this Semite stuff, because it's popular and people believe it. And so when they get a stand, they take a stand, and it's all wrong. It's jake-legged. It's like a bone out of joint. And when a preacher, a surgeon, a master technician, when he comes into their pulpit, he'll excise that out. He'll cut that out with a sword. And then there'll be some confusion. You see, when the Holy Ghost is being preached and rightfully divided in the church, and a preacher, the technician comes in, and all he does is build on the foundation, because he's not gonna tear your foundation down. But if you're not built on the truth of the gospel, here Philip baptized him, and here Peter and John come down to confirm it in the 14th verse when the only thing that they'd done had been repented and got baptized in the name of Yahweh. That's all that happened right there. Oh, well, what about Simon the sorcerer? Did he have the Holy Ghost? The Bible said he was a sorcerer. I'm sure he was using some kind of a lot of body language or something that mystified the people, and they all gave him the respect of being a great prophet. They all held him in high regards, high esteem, and yet he lacked something. The same thing that the boys lacked over in the 19th chapter, the first five verses of Acts 19. Paul, having passed through the upper, came to Ephesus, and he found certain disciples, and he asked them if they had the Holy Ghost. Now, that's the key. Have you got the Holy Ghost? He didn't say, have you been to the altar and spoken tongues? He didn't say that. They said, we've not so much as heard where there'd be any Holy Ghost. What are you talking about? Well, Paul didn't say, well, you got to come up here to the altar and pray till you turn blue in the face and you slobber all of yourself and somebody get you by your jaws and make you go blah, 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 blah. That's the Pentecostal stuff. It's actually a shame to they get out of the Word so far. Let me show you what this great man that had the Holy Ghost, for you that believe in the Apostle Paul. Paul said, how were you baptized? He checked their water baptism. They said, under John's baptism. I remember John baptized, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which come after him. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, well, the Messiah got baptized through John. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if I had time, I'd go in and show you that the Messiah baptized John, but I don't have time. Maybe I can pick it up in part three of our Master Keys to the Kingdom that we'll teach on next service. I've got to get out of here. My time is coming gone, as I said. But I love you very much, and you can write me as Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee, and the zip is 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, P.O. Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you would like to call me, I'm live tonight here on Wednesday night. Our website is simply oneyahweh.com. We don't preach three or four. One. We just believe in one. The same of the Old Testament, the same in the New. And salvation is only in that name. If you can get it outside that name, then pray tell you, you stay with it. You stay right where you've got. If you've got the name of or the Holy Ghost in some other name other than Yahweh, you stay with it. But if you have doubts, some doubted, remember that. If I have provoked as much as a doubt in your mind that you've got the Holy Ghost in a false name, or even that which you seem to have will be taken away from you at the day of judgment when you have to bow the knee, you better get in this name. That's what I say. So, as oneyahweh.com, just go to our website. We got a lot of information that's posted up there. And if they're not truth, you call me up and tell me that I'm a false prophet. You tell me to my face. You look me in the eye. If you can, you drive up here to Tennessee. And if you want us to debate the subjects of anything that I teach, well, then we'll get it on. And we'll get to the bottom of it. And we'll fast and pray till Yahweh proves one of us to be a saint or a sinner. Yahweh bless. Well, I got to get out here, ladies and gentlemen. And Yahweh bless you until Friday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 8:30 Central. I'll see you. Well, part three, you don't want to miss it, because I'll conclude the Master Keys to the Kingdom of how you have to have these keys in order to get to heaven. And I assure you, if the word's right, ladies and gentlemen, you can stand on a solid foundation and be you not deceived. Be not soon removed from the word. Tradition is one thing, but the word is another. And there's a difference. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.